The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Should have saved that conversation for on the air, which I'll bring it up right now. Hacksaw Jim Duggan, take him off your Deadpool list. They show him ringing the bell at a cancer ward. That means he's cancer-free as of now. So good for Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Now, we were talking about this off the air with Jason Regan. Jason's in the studio. Welcome, Jason. He should have just had the board with him, and he should just smash the bell, you know, because he was the board guy.
Right.
Hacksaw walked around with a 2x4. That was his bit, man. So take him off the Deadpool list.
They used to have bits.
Right.
Now there's a lot of guys that are like,
I don't watch it anymore.
Matt's going to kick your ass.
Yeah. Like, Matt.
Matt doesn't have a board.
No props.
Or a snake.
No, well, some of the dudes
or
have
scissors.
Some stuff, but a lot of the guys are just guys.
I know. They're just, yeah. It was a different time, for sure.
And now Steve.
Right.
What the hell?
Yeah. Is Steve going to beat Matt?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Hacksaw, he beat cancer. Yeah. So take him on your Deadpool list. Somebody from The Omen died, boys. Anybody have him?
Who was that?
Some actor. It was in The Omen and the
Titanic.
Oh,
yeah. No, that happened while we were on vacation last
week. Anybody have him?
No.
Okay.
Nobody had him. He was a recognizable guy. If you saw his face, you'd recognize him, but no hits.
Well, speaking of vacation, we're all on vacation. I saw Jason and his wife and your daughter. You're in Jamaica, right?
Yeah. We went on a cruise.
Where'd the cruise leave from?
Galveston. There we go.
Oh, okay. And then she went the Gulf down to Jamaica that way.
Jamaica, Cozumel, and Grand Cayman.
Oh, that's cool. Great trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good times.
I get the monkey pox. Todd wants to be a monkey pox.
I got two of them.
Okay.
Two of them. I'll show you.
And
at break.
Oh, they're two of them. Are they on your, I don't see them. You must be on your back.
They're below my pelvis.
Well, then show Todd.
I caught him in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Or Nick.
Right.
Go Nick.
Norovirus is also very popular on the cruise. Did you bring any of that back?
I did. You know, I wish I would have.
Yeah.
I didn't. No, I did. I missed out.
Good
so
trip.
So you sailed directly from?
From Galveston.
To where? Where was the first stop?
Jamaica.
And how long you're on the ship then?
It was 2 days.
2 days down there, yeah.
And they don't let you fish off the end of the ship or anything?
No.
Believe it or not. They should. You That's keep asking
wrong
about
comedian.
These cruise
wrong
ships.
Comedian.
No.
Yeah. Wrong comedian.
No, Tyler set me up with the pocket fisherman.
Oh, he did? Oh, pocket fisherman.
Oh, he did.
Okay, good. Good for him.
They should give you that option.
I was using
cruises.
Corn.
To throw it off?
Yeah, to let you go down like low and just have a fishing deck.
Well, yeah, they should, but I think they're probably afraid of people falling over.
They may be going
if you
too
do catch,
fast.
Yeah,
if
that
you,
bait would be moving really
if you
fast.
Do, if you do catch something, all of a sudden, woo, you're flying off like a cartoon.
Well, and generally, they try to market those cruises as, hey, we're doing fun stuff here.
Yeah, right.
And that doesn't really fall into the category.
Right. Well, you also got hooks. Somebody's casting, hooking some douchebag behind him in the ear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You pull up a sword face and it's impaling people.
Precautions to do that.
What I know about cruises is people get drunk on cruises.
A lot.
You're right. The ships move along at a pretty good clip, and then you'd have to say, you have to call it to the captain. I got one on, so please slow down. Stop the ship until I reel it in. Then it would take you like 4 days to get to Jamaica. Yeah.
I don't think they have a trolling motor on the cruise ship.
I do see what you're saying, Todd. Put like four, maybe ten of those big, huge heavy-duty chairs and put them on the back of a cruise ship.
Put them on the low deck, and they just say, every once in a while, listen, we're going to slow the ship down. So
Because Todd's got one in line.
These guys these guys control.
Come on!
No.
We're pulled in Jamaica a little late this morning because Todd's got one in line.
Right. If you got a marlin or a sailfish on, you have to stop the boat entirely.
All right.
Yeah, to reel it in. In fact, sometimes they're taking out so much line, you got to back the ship up.
All right.
Yeah. So
that
would take a long time.
That wouldn't have good. Yeah. I'd have
to be a very empty cruise ship.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jason.
Better luck catching a drunk.
Okay. Yeah.
With a hook.
Yeah. Everybody's drinking.
A lot of
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So when you get out, do you have the whole day to yourself, or do you have to report back to the ship at a certain time?
You do. Yeah, you got to get back. Some of them was by 5 o'clock, some by 3:30. And some of them would take like a half an hour to get to like a resort for your excursion. Yeah. We went to, in Jamaica, we went to a little...
Where were you at? I've been to the grill. I know it was that's where I was
at. It was a beach and a grill, and they did the...
No, the grill.
Oh, the grill. Gotcha. they had a grill. Yeah. And they did.
Sorry. I'm not laughing at you.
Oh, you know the place.
A lot of people heard grill, but it's part of the...
I just said the grill. We were in Montego
Bay. They had a grill.
Did they have a grill?
What I love about that, what I love about the most is that Jason thought I cared if they had a grill. You're in Jamaica. Do they have a grill?
It's all sushi.
Oh, you're gonna love Jamaica. A lot of grills.
Where you flew into when I went to Jamaica?
We flew into the main Montego Bay. Right?
Montego Bay. Well, yeah. You can fly into Kingston too, but there's.
I think we flew into Montego Bay, and we took a bus. The bus took us the whole way into the grill, which is like a 45-minute trip into the grill. And they had a grill.
Yeah. You bypassed two even.
Now, when you get off the plane,
you bypass the stove.
This was years ago.
But you got your daughter. He's got his daughter with him. So
I don't
nobody's
know
offering you weed or
if
coke
this is still
when
the
you
practice,
walk with your daughter. Are they?
Are they waving weed and coke at you as soon as you get off the ship?
Not at this one.
Because they were on the tarmac. But, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago for me,
How about
too.
You? Were they offering you weed and coke as soon as you got off the plane?
Well, they offered me weed. First of all, they offered me coke at the... My wife was actually smoked at the time, and before we got into the van to take us to down to the grill with a grill,
believe it or not.
So she's standing outside having a cigarette, and I'm standing there, and this dude looks at me, and I'm in my mid 30s at the time, so younger, longer hair, and he looks at me, and just pushes his nose like that, and I'm thinking, man. I said, 3 years ago, I'd have said, yeah. This guy's trying to sell me blow. So, of course, I didn't buy it. So, and then we get to the resort.
No, it's not 3 years ago. It's as if this woman wasn't with me. I'd have you load me up.
I'm on vacation.
So,
in fact, I would have bought coke off that guy if my boss wasn't sitting right next to me. We were doing radio from Jamaica.
My favorite part about going into the hotel, the resort, is that, there was the guy pushing around a huge thing, and it was like... Four couples following this guy, and he had all the baggage on for all four of us. And I noticed that I didn't know where our hotel room was, so I'm just following him. And I realized he starts dropping off the other. So finally, it's just me and my wife. We're like last. I'm thinking, our hotel must have been the furthest one away. Our room, I should say. No, then I started realizing that we were real close. He walked past our room a couple times. He wanted us to be last because the other three couples were older, straight-looking. And my wife was 24 at the time, and he looks at me and he goes, "Hey, you need anything, let me know." And so he waited for us to be the final one.
You had
for that
a stamp
reason.
On your forehead that said, "Most likely to buy drugs."
He knows his audience.
That was it. Most likely to buy weed is this couple.
Most likely to invite me in. That's what he was
You know what, though? That dick was kind of sleazy on my wife all weekend. I was pissed off.
And look, Todd, it's a sizable forehead. Both of those stamps could have been there.
We could do coke off your forehead.
Shut up, Jason.
Looks like I didn't.
You're a guest.
Sorry.
Was he a tall black man that thought you looked like a cuck?
He was a man. He was a young dude. He was a young stud. Yeah.
Neapolitan sandwich action?
Yeah, Becky got her groove back. It was one of those deals, right?
Do you want an eighth or a third? See, when we took our cruise in the Bahamas.
But you had your daughter with you. She did.
We were like in a shuttle van with like 20 other people.
That's what we were originally, too. Yeah.
And we went to this little resort.
Right.
And we only had like 2.5 hours there.
Right.
And then they took us, and they were like, "Then we're going to go for an hour of shopping." And it's like, oh god,
we go to this
because you don't spend enough money on those cruises.
Oh, right. We go to this like rundown roadside thing.
I know, you do, I know.
What the hell is this?
Right.
Get in there and it's $50 for a shot glass and all this. Yep. It's like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
You got to be here for an hour. That's my daughter. Yeah. There's a big pipe section and she picks up a pipe and she.
Oh, put her lips short and everything?
Dad,
okay.
This whistle doesn't blow. Like, okay, yeah. I bought it for her. She got busted in customs. See, good luck getting on the ship.
When
ship,
I was
loser.
There, I had the good fortune. Because
I love Jamaica.
The Jamaican Tourist Board.
I want to go back.
Sponsored
First
us.
First of all, it's the best island music. Because you know what? Although I like Mexico, Mexico's music sucks. If you want to hear good music, it's Jamaica because it's reggae, and I love reggae.
Yeah, you know what they played on the boat when we were going parasailing in Mexico?
What?
Reggae.
Good. Yeah. I did good.
It was Bob Marley.
Good. Because nice. Tejano music is the worst.
Yeah,
especially,
no.
especially for white dudes.
See,
we
I
hate
wouldn't
it.
Go back because I would never get this treatment again. Because at the time we had a friend. You know, both the guy I was working with on the radio, a friend who had joined the Peace Corps, and he was working in the middle of the island. So they took us, you know, where no white man
no
has
white
gone
man.
Before, to visit this guy.
Yeah.
And we got to see the real Jamaica, the roadside stands with the jerk chicken for a dollar, not 50.
Right.
And it was
chicken was a jerk or the guy buying it?
Chicken was good. Or you get your jerk chicken jerked for $1.50.
That's
that.
A good deal. Yeah.
I'll jerk your chicken, $1.
Nick mentioned earlier, who sells drugs in a third?
Well, I was talking about with the couple.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. That.
Yeah, you had a third in the bedroom.
I thought you were selling drugs. Hey, you want a quarter?
You guys are bastardizing my story. You just wanted to sell me weed.
How much coke do you want? Give me a third. What?
Yeah, yeah but I figured the guy was offering weed or dong.
Well, probably both.
Now I think about it, he might have been offering dong. That's a good point.
Just the third.
Yeah.
Well, we did another thing, which I really thought was funny. We were going to ride horseback. Small horses, basically donkeys, up into the woods there. I mean, into the island, deeper into the island. But there were two different trips, and one was early in the morning, and we
this
were
the
young.
Waterfall, the Ocho
no,
Rios.
No, this is just horses through the. And one of them was early in the morning, and we decided, well, we're still young, we're not going to wake up that early. We're drinking and partying all night, so we did the afternoon one. So we were the only two people on the shuttle out to this horse. So this guy comes up, and. He's going to take us three on this. So we each got a horse, my wife and I, and the dude, and we start going into the mountains, up through the mountain. And I notice he's got a really long pinky finger nail, which many does blow. They should dip their finger and do the blow that way. So I go to the guy. We start talking. He's a younger dude. And we stop at this little bar. And they got a generator running, and it's an outdoor bar, and we buy a beer from these guys. And we're sitting there. We're the only white people there, me and my wife, and about five or six Jamaican guys sitting there drinking. And all of a sudden, we see these cop cars coming up the hill. Mm-mm. And they're coming, and there's like five of them. And they all get out, and they're all strapped machine guns. And I'm thinking, what is going on? What is going on here? I'm thinking, I'm just picturing, you know, U.S. tourists killed in some sort of jungle raid. Now, I knew they were cops, but I'm thinking they still were there to see somebody else.
Yeah.
So we get back on the horse. The guy goes, let's go. I said, yeah, let's go. So we get back on the horse, and we start walking past these cops, and the cops don't look at us like they're friendly either. And I'm thinking, we start walking down the hill. I go, what's that about? He goes, they found a big weed field up here, and they're coming to raid it. Because I thought weed was just legal there, and it wasn't legal at the time.
No.
And he goes, they're trying to cut down on weed. So then I pointed to his fingernail and I go, what's up? I said, I know what that's about, dude. And he goes, oh, you cocaine, I can get easier than weed right now.
Holy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So then we're walking. I got pictures. I had my camera at the time, and I took pictures of all these cops around with the machine guns while my wife and I are getting on these donkeys to head down the island. But as we're walking down, this guy comes walking up with a big machete and he's walking towards us. And there's a Pakwa, they call it. It's combination English. And he spoke some words to my guy. And my guy said something back. And the guy, the machete, turned around and walked the other way. So I think he said, dude, you're not going to go harvest some of your weed because there's 1,000 cops up there.
Oh.
Yeah. So he's tipping them off.
Yeah, he tipped them off. I just remember that being, after it's done, I'm so glad it happened. It was a great adventure.
Right.
But I was pooping, man.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were white, yeah. White.
It would have been sad, that little horse carrying your body down the hill.
It would have been sad.
Yeah, that's similar to my pirate story of the coast of Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, but that was on you, though.
Yeah. Well, no. Wasn't on me.
No, no. But they would have killed you. That's right.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, they would have killed me, and they would have taken Christy away.
Oh, yeah, and then later on at the number 7 dance.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah.
Mike, you want to buy a white woman?
Exactly. I brought one with me, but you took her.
Right. It's decriminalized now.
Oh, yeah, now it is now. This has been a while, yeah.
Yeah, I was just looking that up.
It should be. Good.
The fine for possession
of Jamaica.
It's $5.
Good for them.
She.
Good for them. But I was told, and I'm sure this is still the case.
But this was... He was there a week ago. So.
Life is kind of cheap there, and if you decide to go into somebody's pot field, they'll kill you.
That's what sounds
like. If they find you, they will kill you.
The guy with the machete will be back.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right.
The lady...
But they had a grill. I know they had a grill, so... Yeah.
Well, you could cook the pot on the grill.
The lady what?
Yeah. She'd said that what had happened, they said it's per person... In your house, you can have 3 plants.
Got it.
Growing per person.
Right.
She said, well, then, you know, then we had, well, then grandma's living with us and grandpa and the cousin and the brother.
Per person.
And she, yeah. And she goes, so.
Oh, that's cool.
So they got wise to that and they said, now it's 3 per yard. So now I have my yard sectioned off into a lot of different sections.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she finds a different way to do that.
So they find all the loopholes.
Yes. And she said, eventually. They're gonna find a way, and
okay,
and yeah,
good time then.
Yeah,
huh?
this thing I'm looking at here says though if you are actual Rastafarian,
yes,
all bets are off. It's completely legal.
Yeah,
they're the first country to say for religious purposes, weed is cool.
Right, because that's been around for a long time.
Yeah, but they finally put it into law that if you are Rastafarian, we know it's for your religious practices. Toke up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to any of the comedy shows on the ship? I saw you posted a picture for the...
Yeah, you know Matt Bergman?
I know that name. I know that name. Yeah, he's been here.
Yeah, he's been here.
Yeah, he's been here, and...
he was on the show.
He did the first couple shows.
They have an open mic for you there? Yeah. They went past drunk passengers with a microphone.
Ready for comedy?
Did you go to the family show?
I didn't. I ran into Matt in the casino.
And you've known him before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Met him out here at the Omaha Funny Bone.
Oh, yeah, man.
And he says, don't go to the one tonight. It's the family show. I'm gonna be terrible. He said, go tomorrow night. It's the which I didn't know they had the rated R shows because I'd been told that they're rough to do.
Yeah,
but no, they have the 18 and older rated R shows.
But you have to do a family show too, right?
Yes, yes.
All right. That's the problem.
But
you start doing butthole jokes, both of you.
That's the big problem.
Yeah. 3 shows a night? Nightmare. Just the one?
They were doing 2.
Okay.
2. And then what was cool, Matt did the 2 shows sailing to Jamaica, and then he got off in port in Jamaica and hopped on another ship back to New Orleans and was doing shows back there. And
okay.
I did a few others.
It seems like it'd be a fun deal to do if you're a single dude for a while, but... On a boat like that.
Without the family show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
You have to do a family show.
Yeah.
Didn't Richard do a family show years ago?
Yeah. I think he walked out in like an inflatable like rubber ducky raft around his waist.
Just to calm the audience down, right? Yeah.
Nick singing Broken Wings for half an hour during the family
six
show.
6 times in a row.
throw him off the back of the boat.
They still wouldn't get it. They still wouldn't get it. What the hell is this about? Come to the dirty show later. Here's Broken Wings again.
What do you even talk? I don't know what you talk about. Be like, iPads, ooh.
Well, I've seen Jason. Jason, you can be somewhat clean.
Yeah.
You can be.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Wait, but kids also, still have to really understand
to
adult situations.
Yeah, you got to make them laugh, right?
A frame of reference with a 6-year-old? I don't know.
Well, that's why you throw in the...
Masturbation, right?
How about those juice boxes?
Well, that's where the occasional joke about...
Masturbation, right away. Who's 14? Hey, who tugged it today?
This will work. Oh, and the 14-year-olds. Holy, there was like feral kids.
Oh, really?
It seemed like it, man. We were off the stairwell where the arcade was, and that thing had closed at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So these kids are running there, jumping off the top stair. Boom! Running up and down the hallways, banging on the door.
Was it a family cruise, like, obviously?
No, it was. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, daughter with
definitely
you.
Don't get the room off of the stairwell. It was...
Yeah.
Would he do it again?
Oh, most we're going in November.
Oh, wow.
We didn't learn our lesson.
All right.
Yeah, no, it's a good time.
Yeah, I heard it is. I've never done it. Pushville on a cruise. You like
I've done
it?
Two, and I would never go back.
And how come? I forget.
I just didn't like the, like...
Being stuck on something?
I would rather go to one of those cities. Like, like when we did one out of L.A.
Right.
And it was L.A., down to Cabo, to Puerto Vallarta, to Mazatlan, and then all the way back to L.A. And, the last 3.5 days, you were on the boat.
Oh, you stayed in the boat the whole time.
And it was a week-long cruise. But because once you hit Mazatlan, you had to come back north. And back into port in L.A.
So 3 days in the boat bugged you?
Well, I would rather go to Puerto Vallarta and spend a few days there exploring that city.
Right.
Look for a grill. Right.
And create your own itinerary.
Right, because like when we were in Cabo, we literally had 6 hours to be off the boat in Cabo.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's 100 other things I would like to do here, but now I've got to get back on a boat.
The Love Boat always stopped. Where was that? Ensenada?
No.
That's on the west coast of Baja. That's not far from
there's
Tijuana.
A video of some young guys, probably in their early mid 20s, running from somebody's taking a video from the boat because you have to leave. They're leaving at a certain time.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't
they
wait.
Ain't effing around.
They don't wait.
Mm-mm.
And they show them running like a movie. From the town up the port and running and people
you're catching the bus,
right? But they're all screaming, go! I don't know where I saw it on social media a couple weeks ago, and they barely make it because they ain't waiting.
No, they make that very explicit when you get off the boat.
These guys are sprinting.
Don't be late.
No,
Mm-mm. And have your passport with you if you do get stuck.
Oh,
yeah.
Something that would bug me. I hate being told what to do.
I know.
They'd be like, be back at 4. I'd be like, isn't this vacation? What?
I've never gotten that vibe from you, Nick.
Our boss knows that about us for sure. I've always hated being told what to do. Right. I'm on vacation.
Even if it's something I know I should be doing. Right. But as soon as he'd be like, you have to do this. But
oh, do I?
Yeah, okay, we'll see.
Don't you tell me what to do.
Jason Regan with us. You got some gigs this weekend, Jason?
I don't. We're actually going camping, a camper out.
There you go. You're on permanent vacation. Good for you, man.
Better be in the tent by 9.
Yeah. Oh, it's the camper with AC this week.
Nice. David Grill. You have a grill?
Oh, we do.
Okay,
you're gonna love it.
Nug Grill.
Are you gonna go fishing?
Nug Grill.
We're gonna go fishing.
Oh, good.
We'll do a little fishing.
They have a grill.
I'm gonna go to break.
They have a grill.
We're not going to break.
Well, back.
Okay.
Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.